And welcome to Not an Adult Podcast with me, Lauren.
And me, Rudy.
Now, our podcast is all about our experiences as two 20 somethings trying our best to figure out what adulting is all about. Each week, we'll be discussing popular topics presented in our news and topic segments, offering our own uneducated advice and tips, and telling the weirdest and daftest stories enhanced by animated dialogue and soundscapes to bring you closer to the conversation. So sit back and relax, grab a cuppa,
or crack a tin,
and let's figure this out together. Please remember that this is just our experiences and opinions, so please do not fact check us on anything we say, as we are probably wrong.
Oh, Lauren. What a day.
No, what a day.
What a day. I must say, this is by far the most hungover I've been all year.
Do you think?
I think this is the worst hangover I've had in at least 12 months.
Really?
Yeah, just the amount of dehydration. Like, I think it's because we went out drinking in town yesterday and we were sat in the sun all day.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't feel like you. Like, we've done loads today. Like, I'm tired, but like, I don't feel as horrendous, I don't think, as you do.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. We didn't eat much yesterday. We had breakfast and then we went to town and just got straight on Gage.
Yeah, straight on Gage.
throwing him back, man. Yeah, and then after town, we come back here and we did another two bottles of wine. Like, proper pissheads. Terrible. Yeah, terrible. But what have you been up to anyway?
Well, that yesterday with you, but not much really. Obviously, we're gearing up for Malta Festival, which is next weekend. So just a quick note, it's probably going to be a bit of a different episode when we're at Malta.
Yeah, well, I don't think we definitely haven't got time to record a new episode before we got to the festival. So I think the idea is we're just going to record an episode at the festival.
Yeah.
It'll probably be slightly different to what we usually do, but at least we'll be checking in.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know what's happening on the ground, live.
Yeah, while we're there. And yeah, apart from that, I stopped being a first aider at work.
I'm glad you did. For the extra £7 a month that you got for that.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it at all, man.
No, I think I thought that if I was a first aider, I'd be like going into like just helping people. Maybe they had like a panic attack or maybe they've cut their arm or something. No, it's seizures, like strokes, fucking all this crazy shit. And I was like, I just do not know what I'm doing. Like, I just never, ever felt comfortable. And I was just in a really high state of stress, like every time.
I think it's fucking mental, right, that they sent you on a first aid course, which teaches you how to do CPR and stuff and teaches you like the basics of like looking after someone if they're in need of it.
Yeah.
But then you get thrown directly into like what I'd consider like what an ambulance worker would arrive to.
Yeah, like a paramedic.
You're a receptionist, right? And then you're expected to go do these other things as well, which you're not qualified for.
I know.
Some of the stuff you come home and tell me about, I'd be like, rah, why have they got you doing that?
I know.
Right.
It is ridiculous, but that's why I just said, like, I don't want to do it anymore. Like,
trying to make you deal with people that have mental health problems, like, you're not qualified for that.
Yeah.
You're not. I feel like it's unfair on you and unprofessional of the place to make you do that.
Yeah. I guess so. If somebody's in need, it's hard to be like, let me go find the proper procedure. If you, by chance, find somebody and they're in distress,
yeah,
you can't really be like, oh no, fuck off, I need to go get somebody who's qualified. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, still though, it's extra for £7.
Yeah,
£7. I mean, I think I said the other day, if it was like £7 per incident,
yeah,
then maybe that makes it slightly more worth it, but £7 a month.
Yeah, no, it's fuck all, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, now I'll barely get you a coffee that night.
Another thing happened this week. Sorry if we sound like really, really tired on this.
Because we fucking are. Yeah. Absolutely destroyed, man.
Yeah. So we've just got a quick message from our sponsor, Pamplemousse. Waxing your mum's eyelids off because you've had way too many Proseccos in the waiting room with your client. Got a bit too pally-pally and now there's no eyelids and artificial tears, lol. So that probably didn't make any sense. But
that would have been good if it was really smooth, but there was nothing smooth about that ad.
I'm so sorry.
That was shit, Lauren. That was terrible.
Yeah, I'm just not formulating my brain properly, but What that was I was at my mum's like the other week and I was staying over at her house and she wanted her eyebrows waxing, but we'd had a couple of glasses of wine. So when I was waxing her eyebrows, obviously I was a bit too confident and I like waxed her eyelids, not her eyelids off, but I like waxed like her eyelids and like she said she had scabby eyelids. So yeah, sorry. Sorry, just over to you.
Right. Bloody hell. Right, well, what have I been up to this week? I've been doing more tinkering with the website.
Yeah.
I've been tightening things up and, like, just trying to make it more functional, because I realised once I, like, got up and finished what I thought I'd finished, when it came to, like, testing the website out, there was loads of shit that was wrong.
Mm. I think that's what you get, though, with doing it from scratch, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's why you pay someone to do it. Mm. But, yeah, it's coming together slowly. But it's quite fun learning how to do it all. It's new skills, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then also just planning what we're going to be doing when we get to Vietnam. Yeah. Like, we won't mention too much now about what we're going to be doing because it's a lot of it's secret. But we've got a business plan that we're going to try and execute on the other side of the planet. It's pretty wild, but...
Yeah, I'm excited to share it with everyone when we can, but we still need to even wrap our heads around it. We're just so busy at the moment, like, we can't even really sit down and sort it out until, like, after Bolton now, can we?
No, I know. But, yeah, what have we got on the podcast this week?
Okay, so I've got this week's Shit Top Tip.
Shit!
Every week, we'll be presenting a Shit Top Tip for you, the listener, to take something informational away from the podcast. And if you have any shit top tips, then get in touch at submit@notanadult.co.uk or...
You can head over to notanadult.com and scroll down and there's a live submission feed which you can send straight to us and you'll feature in our next show.
Yes. So this week's tip is based on festival tips because I thought, because we're going to a festival, maybe other people are going to the same festival, maybe they want to know... these tips.
Okay. So, your brain's working on full form.
I'm eating so much food. I was just, before we went into the podcast, you'd like diced up loads of onion and I was just having, like, just scooping up handfuls of the diced up onion and just shoving it in my mouth.
Just before we do go into the shit top tip, we better just come to terms with how hard it's been today to press record. Like, every time we've looked at each other and we're like, all right, let's sit down and do it. I'm like, oh, no, let me just make this cheese on toast.
No.
And have the cheese on toast. I'm like, ah, I need half an hour. I've got to settle my food. And it's been so hard to get motivated today.
No, but we really want to do it. I think it's just because we're tired. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, man. I know.
But it's funny. Do you know what I mean?
Right, let's have it.
So the first one is, I think that is something that everyone struggles with, getting booze in. Because obviously when you go to a festival, most festivals are quite strict and some of them don't even like you to bring booze in, do they?
Yeah, and do you know what? People do have really inventive ways of getting it in. I've seen all sorts. I've seen people hollowing out loaves of bread and hiding a bottle in. It's okay. I've seen people wearing like full, you know, those body bags underneath and they just wrap it to the body and it's all full of liquid.
I've seen
other people go to extreme lengths and they go to the festival site months before, dig a hole and bury all the shit.
Do you know what?
What?
It's not the tip, but that was another bit that I was going to say.
I'm sorry for ruining it all.
We're just getting two on the same wavelength, reading the same shit. But yeah, no, that is one of them. Depending on what festival you go to, it really depends on how relaxed they are about alcohol, especially if you're camping instead of staying in a van. A good hack to try and avoid getting your alcohol taken off you is empty your mouthwash bottle, fill it up with a choice of spirit, add some food colouring to make it look like mouthwash, and voila, you've just smuggled some booze in.
Do you reckon, though, that rum, dark spirits, would actually go blue? I don't think they would.
Well,
maybe vodka.
Yeah.
Maybe vodka, tequila. But if you want rum, you're fucked.
We can get white rum.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you can.
Just get that. Or stop being so picky. Just choose a different drink.
Fair enough.
The next hack is just some perfect planning. I can't speak. So the next hack is just some perfect planning. And I think it is genius to have thought of this. So, you know when you're all set up at the festival, it's the first day, the tent's up, you've made camp beautiful, and now you're going to venture out to the rest of the festival.
Yeah.
But the festival is massive, and you're worried you're not going to be able to find the camp again. Well, here is the tip that is going to help you.
All right, this is an interesting one.
What you need to do is pin drop your exact location on your phone and set it as home.
Right. This tip will work on the Friday, maybe the Saturday, if you've brought a power bank with you. By Sunday, you're fucked.
Not necessarily though, because you can charge it at like charging ports. Like most places have charging port things, don't they?
I suppose they do, yeah.
And most people's batteries last now and everyone's got a fucking power bank, so.
Yeah. Do you know, it's weird, all the new additions to festivals over the years, yeah. Like I think one of the things that, I don't know why I found it a bit gross, but we went to Leeds Fest to just go see Eminem that day, and there was a full McDonald's there.
Yeah, but like, it was
but
weird.
But it was like a building.
Yeah.
They'd like built a McDonald's building.
They had the touchscreen thing there, didn't they?
Yeah, they had the touchscreen. What else did they have there that I found fucking odd? They have this weird tent where you can just breathe oxygen.
Yeah.
You put the tubes in your nose and you get like pure oxygen or something.
Obviously, I know people have a good time at Leeds Fest, but it's not really our sort of festival. I think it's because it's very commercialised and it's very like...
It's a bit lifeless, isn't it? It's a bit soulless. Yeah. I find it's just a load of tents in a large field and nothing between the tents. Do you know what I mean? There's fuck all between it. It's just like... Yeah,
it,
I don't know.
I think, I don't know what it's like for everybody else, but Leeds Fest, I think in England, especially if you're from Leeds, it's somewhere you go when you do your GCSEs. You go to Leeds Fest.
It's a first festival, isn't it? Which,
yeah.
To be honest, is a pretty shit first festival. I feel like it's a proper rowdy festival as well. Like, I feel like you wouldn't want to send your kids to like a small boutique festival because you might think there's loads of drugs there and stuff involved. But they're probably a lot safer.
Oh, 100%.
I remember being at Leeds Fest and there's like lads launching full tins of beans down the hill.
And horrible. That was in the Red Camp. I don't know if it's still the same.
People's
in Red
tents
Camp.
Getting set on fire and fucking all sorts, man. Shit all.
Yeah, I didn't like the vibe at Leeds Fest. Sorry, we're proper slagging off Leeds Fest here, but... We don't want to get sponsored by them.
Yeah, well, nice tips. I like your tips.
I have a final tip.
Okay.
Which I think Rudy will get behind me on.
All right.
Take Capri Suns.
Oh, honestly. Capri Suns. That was introduced to me last year.
Yeah, that was that wasn't an original idea.
No, it wasn't. Someone said, you need to take Capri Suns with you. And I was like, what are you on about? It's hard to explain why they're extra special when you're there. You just need to do it.
Yeah,
just take Capri Suns and honestly, it's the one.
It's at night time, really. Not in the day. It's a bit wanky in the day, but at night time.
It's a bit wanky walking around with a little pouch of juice.
But at night time, I don't know, it's a bit chillier. You've been out all day. You might be feeling a bit
look, just
fruity.
Ecstasy and Capri Sun. that combination, right? Next.
But yeah, so that is this week's Shit Top Tip. So now it's time for Nine News.
News.
Welcome to NAA News, Nine News. Here are this week's top stories. So, a family of vegans send angry letters to their neighbour over barbecue smells.
Oh dear.
So, a sick and upset vegan family who asked their neighbour to close their window when cooking meat has threatened to take action after their request was ignored.
Can't fucking decide which way the wind's blowing.
Also, like, just fuck off. Do you know what I mean?
Barely a point, that. Fucking hell.
This family in Australia went viral after their pleading note was shared online, and it has divided opinion. So some support the note as they deem it as a reasonable request, where others have urged the neighbours to cook meat with the windows wide open. And unfortunately for the vegans, the neighbours have listened to the people advocating for revenge. So I can read the letter that the vegan sent.
Yeah, I want to hear it. Let's have it.
Okay. So this is the letter after the vegan sent after the neighbours had retaliated. So they opened the windows wider, I think.
Right, okay.
So.
Hello, Kylie. You have taken the mickey out of me and have been downright rude. I raised my concerns to the smell of meat, making in my family feel sick and upset. And you go and have a barbecue on Saturday night, inviting lots of people, and you knew this would affect me and my family, my friends. Tina told me you took my letter to social media and it backfired on you, which is just desserts. Please no more barbecues and please keep that window closed when cooking. Otherwise, I'm going to report you to social media too.
From Sarah Wayne and kids.
Fuck's sake, man. Honestly, like, it's fine. Like, you don't have to eat meat. You don't have to eat meat, but you can't tell someone else they can't cook it.
In their own house. And also, why don't she just shut her window?
No, if it was something illegal and you looked in your neighbour's garden and they were cooking crack.
Yeah.
You'd be like, right, I don't really want them fumes like coming over into my garden.
Yeah.
But if they're just cooking a bit of meat, man, that it's legal.
And all it really, if you don't like the smell of meat, then you need to go find like a vegan compound or something.
No. A vegan compound?
No, but where they all live.
What? Like they have weird communes?
Yeah, like the vegan commune.
A vegan compound?
Yeah.
I don't believe they exist.
I bet they probably do.
What, a place where you're only allowed in if you're a vegan?
Well, yeah, but my dad was going to live somewhere in Glastonbury and these people kept asking my dad to live with them because obviously my dad is like a vegan, but he's not when he's with us. Like, he never eats meat, but he'll eat dairy and stuff.
He's the sort
stuff.
Of person that'd eat, like, a duck fat potato.
Yeah, just because like,
roasties in beef dripping.
Yeah, and then, like, when obviously he comes round for dinner, he eats dairy, but when he's on his own, he doesn't eat dairy and shit like
that,
which is fair enough. But he got invited to live with these vegans and my dad, he would have lived there I think for free because it was like a vegan commune thing, but he was like fuck that because they are so hardcore vegan, like he wouldn't have been allowed to even have any of my brownies.
It's not that the hardcore vegans, these places are generally cults.
It is a bit culty.
When you've got harsh rules like that and you've got like a list of thing or commandments that they all obey by, like that's a cult.
It is a cult, isn't it?
Like,
and also it's just kind of like
imagine being part of a club that are only together on the premise of what they eat.
Yeah,
it seems really strange, that, doesn't it?
It is strange. I just think, like, be whatever you want to be, eat whatever you want to eat, but when you start, like, really, like, try to force people to stop living their life, I think that's just where you always get people's back up and they're always just going to go, fuck off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well.
But, yeah. So I'm not really making much sense today, am I?
But, Lauren, I'm on the same level, so let's just soldier on, eh?
X Factor's Wagner. Do you remember Wagner?
Is that the guy with the fucking weird hair?
Yeah. He joins OnlyFans, claiming it's the best way to stay in touch with supporters. So
it's the best way to touch supporters.
Well, so you do remember Wagner, yeah?
I think so, yeah. Is that, have you got a photo of him? Oh, him.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, he's on OnlyFans.
Yes.
What's he doing?
So, the 67-year-old memorable contestant has joined OnlyFans, promising zero limits.
No one needs that promise.
He launched his profile on the platform where he's adopted the name Daddy Wagner.
Fuck off, man.
His subscription fee is £8 a month and requests to custom content will also be available for fans, where prices will vary.
Oh, can you stick a bit of leg up your bum, please? Like, what do you think these like custom requests are?
I don't know. I bet he just wants... He's like, oh, I bet he's fantasizing that somebody's going to be like, wank over a picture of me and say that you love me or something like that.
Yeah, but do you know all this OnlyFans stuff?
Mm.
You know how many people do it and how normalized it is and how still unnormalized like a sex worker is? Like if you said, I'm a sex worker, or I'm an escort, people are probably generally like look down on you in society. What's the difference with this? You're just doing it online?
I think it's because it probably looks a bit more glamorous being on OnlyFans.
I know, but it's the same thing. And in some cases, it's way weirder.
It is way weirder.
It's way weirder. Like, at least it was like, I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with like escorts or sex workers. Like, No, but you know when they do it professionally?
Yeah.
Like, I don't see anything wrong with that. But
it's your body. It's your choice. I mean, obviously, it's horrible in those situations where, you know, people are forced to be sex workers. But then you could be forced to do OnlyFans. Do you know what I mean?
I think the difference is, though, you know when you're a sex worker?
Yeah.
People choose you. Like, you advertise, I'm a sex worker, and people choose you. You know, with OnlyFans, no one's choosing you. You're just going, here's pictures of my dick.
Yeah.
No one wants to see them.
Well, people obviously do if they pay the fee.
Is it just like a novelty thing though? Like, oh, it's Wagner. Let's have a look at Wagner.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Because like, I'm not saying that like he's a bad looking guy, but he's not.
He's a 67-year-old man.
You don't want to see a 67-year-old man naked, do you? It's not like the thing that you know.
No, but I think it is a novelty thing. But I think, hats off to him. He's using it as like a way to probably make money in his retirement. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose. Each their own.
Yeah. So, Wagner has already given a glimpse as to what subscribers can expect by posting a photo of himself naked on Instagram, except for bongos covering his bits.
Nice.
I didn't know this, but he was a former PE teacher.
This shouldn't be in the same sentence.
I don't know whether it makes it worse, kind of.
Yeah, it shouldn't even be in the same sentence.
But he says nothing is off limits and he hopes to make millions from his content. And Wagner says he decided to do this as he's missed his fans so much, and this seems like the best way to keep in touch with them.
Why is it? Why does it seem the best way to keep in touch with them? No. The best way to keep in touch with my fans is just show my whole body. It's not the best way to keep in touch.
It says it's going to be the human sex bombs, and his fans are in for a treat. So I guess all we want to say is good luck.
Maybe we need to start diversifying. We need to have fucking OnlyFans as well. And just start to, I'm not going to put anything on there that's got my dick in or my body, just pictures of my arsehole. That's it. My feed's just going to be pictures of my arsehole from different angles.
I think you have to do videos and stuff.
I'll shit then.
Oh, sure. That'd be gross.
Lauren, there's a market for everything. Oh. If Wagner can do it, I can do it.
Okay.
I bet my arsehole's prettier than Wagner's.
It's hairy. Right. A driver
right.
got pulled over for speeding and he tried to switch places with his dog to avoid arrest.
Do you know what's pissed me off? It's quite funny because, you know, last week we had the same story.
Yeah.
It's happened again.
Oh, has it?
It's happened again.
Do you want to go back to back? Are we going to be as smooth as last time?
We'll give it a go.
Okay, so on Saturday night in Colorado, a police officer saw the man he had just pulled over move over to the passenger seat and put his dog in the driving seat. He then tried to say that he wasn't behind the wheel. His dog was.
When the officer asked him how much alcohol he had, he just ran. He ran away, but he didn't get far because he was caught just 60 feet away after being tackled to the ground and shot 26 times by the officer.
Shot?
No, I made that bit up.
I didn't know that he was shot.
Nah, I made that bit up.
Rude. He was arrested in a small town called Springfield, and after being checked into the hospital, the driver was held on suspicion of charges, including driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs, and the dog does not face any charges and was let go with just a warning.
So funny that he tried that, though.
I know!
Imagine seeing that, seeing him shuffling seats of his dog. What was he thinking?
It must have been absolutely spannered to think that that was all right.
I don't know where people's heads get to when they do stuff like that.
Maybe he'd been sat out in the sun drinking all day and he'd not had any water.
Yeah, maybe.
Right, over to you.
Right, well, this week I'm live from Denmark and I'm in a graveyard.
Oh.
Oh no, it's not a bad thing. This is the place to be in Denmark.
Oh, is it where all the Vikings are buried?
Nope, but the Danish have turned graveyards into a picturesque chill-out spots with bird sanctuaries, lakes and meadows.
Aww.
So people have a completely different view of them over here. And it literally is the place to chill out. Everyone just chills out in graveyards.
Do you know what, though? Like, is Denmark the place, or is it Norway where nobody really goes to prison because the prison, they get, like, GCSEs and stuff?
It's not even that. I think they get to, like, they have a better life in prison than they do outdoors. They get to do all sorts of shit. But, yeah. Yeah, you won't be seen dead hanging out around in a graveyard over here, would you?
Would be added.
What? Oh, fuck off. No, but you know what I mean. Like, if you hang around in a graveyard over here, you're generally a weirdo.
Yeah, and it's creepy.
Yeah.
Are you going to visit a loved one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is that. Yeah. I just mean chilling in general. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't happen. Yeah. But anyway, enough of that. A man has been caught trying to smuggle an 8.5-inch pair of scissors into a prison by hiding them up his arsehole.
Oh my god! 8.5 inches? That's horrible!
Yeah,
Which side up? The pointy side?
Look, the guy was acting shifty and refused to cooperate during a routine search, so they decided to body scan him and observed what happened to be a foreign object inside his cavity.
Oh.
And yeah, the scissors went in sharp ways first.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But they managed to get it out without causing any damage. But it got me thinking, what do you need a pair of scissors that badly for?
I don't know. Surely you can make a shiv or something, do you know what I mean?
What can a little pocket knife do that a pair of scissors can't?
I don't know, maybe he needs to cut his toenails, or maybe he was a barber, or...
Maybe he likes cutting his pizza with scissors.
Yeah.
No, that is a thing.
Pizza in prison.
I can get what you like in prison.
Can you?
Well, if you've got enough pee and you've got enough connection to blood. but yeah. Next in the news, a German surgeon has been fired after getting a hospital cleaner to assist with an amputation.
A what? A hospital cleaner to what?
Look, there was no qualified assistant available, but he decided to go through with the toe removal anyway and just asked the cleaner to help him. The cleaner had never done anything like this. He was just stood there, like, assisting him, holding, like, bloody gauzes in his hand and everything. And then the chief of the hospital walked past and caught it actually happening, was like, why is he helping you out? And he's like, well, there was no one else here.
Has he been sacked?
Yeah, he got sacked, man.
Fuck. That's really bad.
I know. Imagine that. You're not qualified and then all of a sudden, a surgeon, to be a surgeon, you know, it's like a 10-year journey.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things that can go wrong when you're amputating.
What,
shit.
Did they have him cutting it?
No, I think the surgeon cut his toe off, but yeah. Apparently the guy was like waking up from the anaesthetic and stuff, and it was like a big ordeal. And this cleaner guy was just like, oh, what am I doing here? Honestly, what would you do?
I don't know, but that's why I don't like to want to go to sleep ever at the hospital, because it freaks me out.
It was a pretty vague article, because I wanted to know why he was getting his toe amputated.
Mm.
Why do you need to chop a toe off?
Gout.
Yeah, I don't know. Gout of the toe. Here, I feel like I've had gout today. Fucking waddling to town this morning. Honestly, I'm not an anxious person, yeah. But when I woke up this morning, the fear of leaving the house, and we had to go to town today.
I know.
And we left the house at 9:30 this morning, and honestly, I can't even put into words today's hangover. Like, it's honestly shocked me how bad I felt. I felt like I've been hit by a train. Like, my muscles are aching and my body feels fucked.
What are you going to be like at Bolton?
No, I feel like I've had a little bit of sunstroke or something.
Maybe.
Absolutely wrote off today. honestly, I'm dying. I'm absolutely dying.
I've just been a fat pig and I've just eaten loads of food. But you've just fucking gone off the topic of your story there and just gone totally off.
Well, no,
off
like I said, it was a vague article. There weren't really much more to it. But yeah, that'll do it for me for this week. So I better fly back to the studio.
All right. Well, I'll see you soon. We don't have Brian and Martin today.
No, they've been suspended.
Yeah.
They're under investigation at the moment for fraud and some other shit. But we'll try and get them back on the show next week.
Yeah. Right. So now it's time for story time.
Fucking listen up, shitheads. It's story time with Rudy and Lauren.
If you have any stories to share, then you can send them in over to submit@notanadult.co.uk or
head over to notanadult.com and scroll down and you can submit live to the live submission feed and it'll come straight to us and you'll be featured in our next show.
Today I fucked up by eating a hot sauce called the Butthole Destroyer.
Oh dear.
The fuck up was actually yesterday. The girlfriend was out at a concert, so I invited the boys over to paint some miniatures for our next game night.
What? Is this Warhammer?
I don't know.
Painting the miniatures? Yeah, I'm not shitting on anyone that does that, because there is an intricacy to that sort of shit, but a boys' night.
Well, yeah, just listen. It was a good time. Your typical guys' night. Refrigerator full of cheap beer, mountain of empanadas, and the sauce. The sauce is made with scorpion peppers and Carolina Reapers, but I had eaten it before and survived. I think my hubris maybe have gotten the better of me. And so for the next 6 to 7 hours, I was knocking back cold ones, munching on hot sauce, slathered empanadas, and painting miniatures, every man's dream.
Do you know what? It doesn't sound too bad this night.
What is painting miniatures like?
It's literally like, you know those figures they play Warhammer with? They come playing in a box, but you get a load of little tiny like acrylic paints with them and you've got to paint them all yourself. Like, it's quite satisfying. I quite like the look of it. I'd never do it myself because it's extortionate.
Is it?
It's a piss take, yeah. They do like a starter kit and it's like 160 quid. And I know this because I considered it.
You considered it? Did you actually?
I did consider it, yeah. I did consider it, but then I thought about how that would look.
I don't know if I'm getting the ick a little bit. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. I thought it's not worth my relationship. I'm just going to stay well away from figurine painting.
Yeah, stay away. No, if you want to do figurine painting.
No, I like pussy.
Then this morning happened. I wake up peacefully with the sound of the birds chirping their songs in first rays of daylight, and then I notice the temperature is churning in my gut. I make a break for the toilet, wearing nothing but socks, and it's fair to say the Butthole Destroyer did just that. My ass burns with the fire of 1,000 suns, full-blown fireia. As I finish this post, I can see the group chat coming to life, and I don't think my friends fared much better.
Yeah, man, fucking chili bum. What's the worst? Have you ever had it really bad after a meal?
It's probably quite gross, but I actually had it the other day, like where you get ring sting, you know, and then you have to sit down and like,
yeah, for ages. Yeah. It feels like you can't stop shitting. Yeah, I get it after Thai food.
Do you?
Really badly, and it, like, I sit there, I get a light sweat on, like I'm having a heart attack on toilet or something. And then I can't tell whether I finish shitting or not. And I end up sitting there for ages. And then it like gets into stomachache at the same time. Does and it? Every time I think I'm not doing that again.
Well,
I can't help it. I like spicy food.
Yeah. I think it's just the different chilies, isn't it? Like whenever we have like Vietnamese, that doesn't give me spicy bum.
It must be a different set of chilies.
Yeah. Like, that just set you
yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah. I know Indian curry does that to me bad.
Yeah, I mean, I only get a calm when I get an Indian.
The thing is with curry, it always kills me. Like it makes me feel like shit. I eat it and I'm really full, but then I just have stomachache all the time. Like, because I think I have really spicy ones.
I think it's all the butter and everything that's in it. Like, they're not, like, it's not healthy having a curry, is it?
Don't stop you eating it, though, does it? Like, it's so nice. Mm. Oh, I could do a curry right now. I know we've eaten so much today, but I could do a curry.
I really want a fruit pastel isolate and a tango ice blast. Oh. Today I fucked up and used a lotion that caused a commotion.
All right, I like that.
I was taking a shower, and yes, I wanted to do a quick wank to relax before a grueling day.
I'm guessing it's a lab then.
Yeah. I was scanning some of the newer beauty products my wife had purchased on the shelf in the shower, and one caught my eye. Coconut oil shower cream. Looked like some kind of lotion or conditioner, and it even had a pump, like hand soap. I'm thinking to myself, perfect. I pump some on my hand, and I begin. It feels normal at first, and then after about four strokes, I'm getting this strange and intense heat, and then the shower immediately fills with this chemical stench. A burning pain quickly follows as I panic read the ingredients. Before I can pinpoint anything, the brand of the conditioner is staring me in the face. Nair.
What's Nair?
Yes, I attempted a shower jerk with Nair hair remover.
Oh, shit.
Once I figured out what was happening, I of course washed it off, but it took a while for the burning sensation to go away. And once I finally calmed down and finished the shower, I decided that what happened was fucking hilarious. I told the wife, also she thought it was funny, and once my dicks heal, it's going to look gorgeous.
Oh my God. Yeah, super shiny, man. Yeah, fucking hell. Do you know the only thing that's been dodgy like that before? You know that shower gel where it's like a spare mint? That super mint shower gel.
Yeah.
No matter where you put that on your body.
It burns.
It burns, man. What is it with that shit? Who thought that was a good idea?
I think it was supposed to be like a refreshing thing to like wake you up. But
it feels like chemical burn.
Yeah, especially if you shave as well. Like if you shave your legs or your armpits and you put it on, it feels like it's going in the pores.
Oof.
It does hurt.
Yeah, no, I don't rate that stuff. They do a mango one though. That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, it is good. Big up yourself. Today I fucked up by sticking my hand in a hot toaster.
Good.
I'm a broadcast engineer working in TV and radio. I work on the equipment and antennas that transmit the programming to the public. I love my job. I sometimes get to stretch my mind with complex engineering problems, electronic fault finding and designing outside the box solutions. I work with some of the greatest engineering minds I have ever had the pleasure to meet. One of our jobs is carrying out routine and preventative maintenance. This can range from brushing dust off air filters and cleaning a building to carry out complex antenna and transmitter servicing. On this occasion, I was doing routine maintenance on a portable LPG generator about the size of a milk crate. It's a daily straightforward service, oil and filter change, clean and run for a few minutes to test. It's best to practice to test a load on it so you can be sure it's working. So I grabbed the toaster out the canteen and hooked it up in the yard and turned it all on. After a few minutes, the toaster popped and I considered that a success, so packed up some of the things to take it all back inside. I had the ancillary bag in one hand and tried to pick the toaster up with the other, but couldn't get a grip on it. So I decided the best course of action was to make my hand flat and shove it in the slot and wear the thing like a glove.
Fucking clever clogs, man. Jesus Christ.
It's just one of those things I think you do when you're not thinking properly. And it's just kind of like, you know, you're like in autopilot at work.
Yeah.
And you just kind of do something and you're like, why have I just done that?
I've done it in the kitchen before, like making dinner, like really stoned and just open oven and I'm talking to you and just grab the tray.
Yeah.
Like literally just grab the tray and it takes a couple of seconds
to realise.
Because it feels cold, you know, when something's so hot. It feels cold, man. Yeah, melted my fingertips off.
Yeah, no, it's not the one. I think I've said it before on here, but that meme always used to make me laugh where they said that they were so high that instead of throwing their phone on the bed, they threw the full bowl of cereal.
Yeah. No, I like that.
Oh, it just makes me laugh. But yeah, that is the end of story time. Short and sweet this week.
It's been lovely to have you all with us today.
And yeah, just sorry it's so short and sweet. I think the next week ones will probably be quite short as well. But I think that's going to be a bit of a different vibe because we are just going to literally just press record when we're at the festival. And then
yeah, so it's going to be completely unscripted.
Yes.
No so idea how it's going to end up.
Yeah, so... I don't
even know whether we're going to do it when we get there or do it a day after we've been there or... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll just have to work it out.
We'll figure it out.
But yeah, hope you're all having a good week. Hope the weather's staying nice and funky fresh for you. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. If you have any opinions, stories, am I the arsehole, or just want to confess your sins, then email us at submit@notanadult.co.uk.
Or you can just head over to notanadult.com, scroll down and enter your submissions there and they'll come directly to us and you'll be featured in our next show.
If you want more content, then we have a YouTube channel that you can check out that is also called At Now Podcast.
And if you are enjoying the shows, then if you could please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, that really helps us out. And that's it from us this week and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you again. Bye.
Bye.